Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. We're going to visit with, a special guest here because she just took second place at state with the Voice of Democracy, the VFW sponsors that. Her name is Gabby Verhelst from Canby, and congratulations, Gabby. You had a great weekend last weekend, I understand.
I did. Thank you.
Yeah. Why don't you tell our listeners, before we talk about the Voice of Democracy speech that you gave, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Gabby?
I am a junior, and I go to school in Canby. I am involved in NHS, Student Council, YAMS, SCA, and then I'm going to do track this spring.
Wow, that keeps you busy, I bet, all those activities, huh?
Yep.
Now, what's YAM again? Explain that to me.
It's Youth Against Misusing Substances.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good organization that Canby High School has there, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what the Voice of Democracy is that the VFW programs put on across the country. Tell us a little bit about that. What is that?
So they sponsor an essay each year, and it can obviously lead to scholarships. So they give you a topic, and then you have to write an essay about it, and then you record yourself and send it in, and they judge it at the school level, and then the winner from there goes to district, and then the winner from there goes to state, and then if you win at your state level, then you get a full expense paid trip to DC, and then you get to compete against everyone in the nation. So it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, really. So what's the subject matter to be about then?
It's always something to do with veterans or patriotism.
Okay.
So this year it was why the veteran is important.
Pardon me, I didn't get that. What was that?
It was why the veteran is important.
Oh, why the veteran is important. Okay, that would be a great subject to write about. So why did you want to do this, or how did you get involved in it?
So my English teacher she tells us about this each year, and she really encourages us to participate, and otherwise it's not really known about, I don't think, so... Mm-hmm. Shout out to her.
Yeah, who's that? Who's your English teacher at Canby?
Barb Anthony.
Okay. All right. Good,
yep.
Good for her. So she makes it kind of a class assignment then, or?
Yep. So everyone had to do it in our class, but then you could choose if you wanted to submit it as to the contest or not.
Okay. All right. So now this is sponsored by your local VFW chapter in Canby then, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, I've asked Gabby to read her speech to us that we'll talk about the state event, the state convention there last weekend in the cities. And let's talk about that now. Tell us what happened. You got second place, I heard, huh?
I did, yeah. So there were 9 people that were contestants, one from each district in Minnesota. And so we were all kind of treated like royalty. We were walked down the aisle, escorted down the aisle, and then we got served food. And it was just a really neat experience. There were so many people to learn from there. It was a great thing.
So you won the local level, back up here a little bit. You won the local level, right?
Yep, I won out of the people that submitted in Canby, and then that got sent on to be judged for our district, and then they paid for me to stay in the city and go to that convention thing this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome, Gabby. So where was it held at?
Brooklyn Park.
Brooklyn Park. Okay, so they put you up in a motel, you and your family, and... And so what was the convention part? Did you have to read your speech in front of everybody, or all the contestants did, or what?
I didn't have to read because I didn't win, but the winner, she read her speech, and it was great to hear her speech because it was amazing.
Yep.
But they just kind of, there were a bunch of people from the VFW there because they had a whole convention this weekend, a bunch of meetings. And then this was kind of the big finale. So there was a lot of speeches from those VFW people. And then at the end, they announced the winners of the Voice of Democracy.
And how did they do that? How did you find out you got second then?
They started from the ninth and they went up. So it kept you in some suspense. You had no idea until your name was announced.
What did you think when you heard your name?
I couldn't believe it because they started at nine and I didn't hear my name till second. I was like, oh goodness.
Well, that's
it was that good.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So did you win a scholarship type thing or how?
Yes, won $1,000.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's great. All right. Well, I've asked Gabby to read her speech to us, and the title of it was, again, what was the subject matter?
Why is the veteran important?
Okay. Are you ready to read your speech to us?
Yep.
Okay. I'll let you have the floor then, Gabby.
All right. Why is the veteran important? Veterans are crucial to the survival of our country and the freedom we continue to hold to this day. As Claudia Pemberton once said, America without her soldiers would be like God without his angels. In a similar manner to Jesus, our veterans selflessly sacrifice all that they have and all that they are for us. These men and women cared more about the safety of our country than the safety of themselves. I am forever grateful. Each and every morning, students all across America honor our veterans, living and non-living, by rising up, placing our hand over our hearts, and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. We do this out of respect for all that they have courageously provided for us. Standing for the flag is not about race, ethnicity, political views, or differences in religion. It is about the veterans and the appreciation we have for them. Veterans have made it possible for every single one of us to be who we want to be. When I hear veteran, I am immediately reminded of a hero. Veterans are undoubtedly the heroes of our country. No matter how terrified they are to step out onto that battlefield, they do it anyway. Veterans do this because they have chosen to protect the citizens' rights and freedom of the United States. The brave men and women that we call veterans left their families and gave up all that they had to put their life out on the line for us. Veterans did all that they could do to fight for this country while their families were at home praying that their loved one returns home someday. Looking back 17 years to when I was born, I now recognize and appreciate how fortunate I am. I was brought into a world where I did not have to fight for my rights to vote. I did not have to live in fear that what I said or did could put me in danger, and I did not have to worry about whether I was going to be allowed an education or not. Many people worldwide to this day still hope that someday they will be given the freedoms that we Americans have been guaranteed for numerous years. This realization did not register to me right away because I was born into a country that was already at liberty. Until I started learning about our history and the wars that our veterans have fought in for our freedom, I thought that being free to think my own thoughts and do as I please was normal. I now know that it is not normal, but it is simply being an American. Hosting a Veterans Day program every year is something that my school and community should be proud of. Seeing the veterans proudly walk into the ceremony, carrying the flags and wearing their uniforms, warms my heart. My favorite part of the program is when you can feel the gratitude and the praise that the entire crowd shows the veterans when the national anthem is being performed. The entire room is so silent that you could hear a pin drop. That right there is proof that everyone in the room can agree on one thing. Our veterans deserve all of the respect that we can give them. I can only imagine how appreciated this makes them feel. This last summer, I traveled to Germany, and while I was there, I toured Dachau, the first concentration camp that was opened during World War II. That was, without a doubt, the most sobering thing I have ever experienced. As I was touring and learning further about what all happened to the prisoners of Dachau and various other concentration camps, I could not help think about how proud I am to be an American. Our tour guide explained how, when the United States heard about what was happening overseas during that time, they did all that they could do to help. American soldiers provided immense amounts of military supplies and much-needed help. This makes me proud because our country and soldiers were willing and able to do whatever it took to help put an end to World War II. In honor of this helpful deed and countless others that the people with the well-deserved title of veteran have partaken in, they are forever admirable. A quote from an unknown source that really moves me is, "Our flag doesn't fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of every fallen soldier who protected it." I would like to recognize all of the families that have lost a loved one to a battle or to a war. In a different sense than current and retired soldiers, Veterans Day is about you too. Your fallen soldier put their life out on the line for you, me, the crowd before us, and their beloved country. Fallen and non-fallen, our veterans have made a huge difference in their homes, communities, country, and even the world we live in today. That is why veterans are important to me. From the bottom of my heart, I would like to say thank you, veterans. Thank you for making this country a better place. Thank you for giving a true meaning to the flag we honor and to the word veteran. Thank you for showing me the importance of honoring the fallen soldiers and the importance of Veterans Day itself. Lastly, thank you for transforming the United States of America into the land of the free and the home of the brave. I am forever grateful.
Wow. Wow, that is absolutely amazing, Gabby.
Thank you.
Wow. How old are you?
I'm 17.
17, and you're a junior at Canby High School.
Yep.
Wow. I can see why they picked yours. That's amazing. Well written.
Thank you.
You got me to tears, Gabby.
Did I really?
Yes.
I've had a couple people tell me that. That's awesome.
Gabby, thank you so much for your speech there. That was, once again, as I mentioned, absolutely amazing. And, I can see why they honored that at the VFW convention this past weekend. So,
thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it on the radio.
Yeah. Let's just talk about your speech a little bit. How did you come up with some of that? I know you're just speaking from your heart, weren't you?
Yep. Yeah.
Talk about your trip over in Germany.
Yep. So I went to Germany, Austria, and Switzerland this summer, and I've always liked learning about World War II. I mean, it was an awful time, but I think it's important for people to know about. And so when I toured Dachau, it was sobering, like I said in my speech. It was awful, but I think it's something that everyone should, if they are able to, should go see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, once again, Gabby, thank you for taking the time and reading your speech. We're going to put it up on our podcast site on KLQP-FM as well. And congratulations on second place in the state of Minnesota.
And, okay, thank you.
Yeah, so appreciate it, Gabby. Thank you.
Yep.
That's Gabby Verhelst, junior at Canby High School, once again taking second place in the VFW's Voice of Democracy.